Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another beautiful day. Thank you for the rain last night that the plants and the trees so enjoyed. All creation enjoys it. Thank you, Lord. And thank you for a new beginning. Thank you, Jesus, that you came and shone like a light here, as Paul did as well, and left us beautiful examples here of walking in the goodness of heaven on earth. And thank you, Jesus, for purchasing our lives, dealing with the past, and giving us life in life in abundance as you went up into heaven, bringing about your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven for all of us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for the divine beauty that's available now, the life and life in abundance in you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 7, verse 31 to 35, but I'll start at 29. I do want to point out, friends, that time is of essence. There's no time to waste. So don't complicate your lives unnecessarily. Keep it simple in marriage, grief, joy, whatever. Even in ordinary things, your daily routines of shopping and so on, deal as sparingly as possible with the things the world thrusts on you. This world, as you see it, is fading away. I want you to live as free of complications as possible. When you're unmarried, you're free to concentrate on simply pleasing the Master. Marriage involves you in all the nuts and bolts of domestic life and in wanting to please your spouse, leading to so many more demands on your attention. The time and energy that married people spend on caring for and nurturing each other, the unmarried can spend in becoming whole and holy instruments of God. I'm trying to be helpful and make it as easy as possible for you, not make things harder. All I want is for you to be able to develop a way of life in which you can spend plenty of time together with the Master without a lot of distractions.
Hallelujah. I love Paul's intention here. You know, it's to spend time together with the Master without a lot of distractions. And that was his destiny. That was his purpose. And when you think of it, you know, Paul and the disciples, they were the trailblazers. And trailblazers always have it harder than those that come after. Because, I mean, the kingdom was coming. It was a new reality. And everyone was in darkness. So there was necessary for people like Paul to be just focused on their God and be relevant and shine. Be example, that's the word. A new product was on the market, or a new product was made available from heaven. And Paul and the disciples, they demonstrated that amazing love, that amazing commitment as children of the living God. But I feel so sorry for Paul in a way, because I remember when I first came to the Lord, I was also saying, well, I'm going to be like Jesus, single. I'm going to be like Paul, single. But when God started stirring up and he started showing me the gift of a partner, being a helpmate, it started bringing a longing in me for that reality that's in the heart of God for mankind. If it's your calling, remember, like in the same chapter, he says we all got different callings, so we need to stay in our calling. And yeah, and then I had to repent. Sorry, Lord. I don't want to be a Paul and be alone. I want this wonderful helpmate. And praise God, that's our portion. If that's what God has laid out for your life, and that is a blessing. Paul didn't see it as we see it, as I see it now. It's an absolute blessing having a lovely heavenly partner that you share things together, you do things together in the Lord. So God has made a marriage is beautiful in God's sight. And when we stay in tune with him, it's a big, big blessing, because Yeah, it's a children benefit. The world sees and has a better understanding of the love that is available. So we're all there to bring the uniqueness of heaven, the uniqueness of the love and the fragrance of God in every area, in our marriage, in our work, in our giftings. So know the goodness of God came. It's just so beautiful to know that Jesus came like a light. He left the disciples, they shone like a light. Paul didn't even know him in the flesh, but he got to know him in the spirit. And they are all wonderful examples for us. And also, I can just think here, the distractions of marriage that he didn't have made him spend more time and get such beautiful revelations, guys. And we need to take hold of it, because that is family, heavenly realities that's available for us. So he had deep insight into what has taken place so that we can now have life and life in abundance. Sin was removed totally and righteousness has come, so we can arise and shine. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and walk consciously of God in everything. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he will make your path straight. He will bring your righteousness as the noonday, just as the day arises, the righteousness of his purpose for you today and every day arises and comes to pass. In Jesus' name, be blessed, because you are blessed. Amen.
Amen.